in his face and buffeted him. Others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? And so Jesus now emotionally is going through some things here in verse 67. They're ridiculing him and belittling him. And they're saying, prophesy unto us, Christ, thou Christ. If you're the Son of God, if you're who you say you are, do this. They're acting like you're really not who you say you are. And if you were who you say you are, we wouldn't do to you what we're doing to you. And so stop it if you can. Jesus full well could stop it if he wanted to. They're mocking him and ridiculing him at this point. And so Jesus, subject to a physical torment, but now emotional torment of the spitting in the face is disrespect enough. But then the smiting and going through the disrespect that's associated with it. Instead of getting bitter and dealing with hate, Jesus gave us the example of asking God for help, showing us how to get better. Chapter 26, notice verse number 39. Before any of this ever happened, Jesus did what you and I need to do. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he took several of his disciples with him. And he asked them to watch and pray with me a while I go a little bit further. Notice verse 38. Verse 37, he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be, what's the word? Sorrowful and very heavy. What's going on? There's emotions involved here, and he's 100% man, but he's 100% God, and the humanity part of him is heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. He went a little further, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Verse 42. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Instead of getting bitter, Jesus said, I'm not going to get bitter. I'm going to deal with this emotional state that I find myself in. I'm going to go to my Father and ask him for help, and I'm going to get better. I'm going to redeem the world, and I need the strength. Hey, friend, let me tell you something. When you and I get emotionally hurt, when we get physically hurt, you had better have gone to God before, or my friend, you'll get bitter, and you stand a chance of starting to hate. The preparation comes not when someone deals with you. The preparation comes before they deal with you. So many Christians go out unarmed in the Spirit of God, unarmed with the armor of God, and they find themselves prey to hurtful things and hurtful situations and physical hurt and emotional hurt because I'm not prepared for the hurt. Jesus already knew what he was going to go through. And he said, Lord, you know, I really don't want to go through this, but I know I need to go through this. You don't know what's going to go on from one day to the next. You don't know who's going to hate on you tomorrow. You don't know who's going to hate on you tonight. The best time to be prepared is before the hater comes, and have the heart set that God has, to have the mindset that Jesus has. Go to the Father and say, Lord, I may be physically hurt. I may be emotionally hurt. I don't want to get bitter. I want to get better. I'm asking you for help to get better. And Jesus, being 100% God, goes to God the Father to get the help that he needs. Hold your finger there. Go to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. What am I saying? All of us are going to get hurt at some time or another. Everybody's going to get hurt. It's just the fact of life. Luke chapter 22, verse 43. Notice what happens in verse number 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. A preacher, what happens when we go to God and ask God for help so we can get better? Notice what happens to Jesus. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven doing what? Strengthening him. Friend, don't you know that God wants to strengthen you before the trial comes? Don't you know that God wants to aid you before the haters come? God wants to help you before the time period comes where you're going to walk into something that's emotionally hateful or physically is going to scar you. And God wants to equip you before you go into that. But oh, how many lose the battle because we lose the battle in prayer. We don't ask God to help us. And we're confronted with a hateful situation. We're confronted with a hurtful situation. We're confronted with a sinful individual. They hurt us physically. Maybe they hurt us emotionally. And we're unprepared. And we begin to do exact opposite of what the Bible says. The Bible says not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. The Bible says be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And we begin to do the same exact opposite of what the Bible tells us to do. We do evil for evil and we overcome their evil with our evil. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus didn't do that. You say he was God. Yes, he was. But everything that he's doing now is 100% man in the Spirit of God. He's praying. And so instead of getting bitter and dealing with, hey, Jesus gave us the example of asking God for help, showing us how to get better. You and I can pray. The angels can strengthen us. The Spirit can guide us. The Word of God is there. Verse 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When's the last time you prayed like that? As it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I can remember when I came remotely close to that. Back when we had the building program going on and we need to have this money by the certain date. And if we didn't have the money by the certain date, the closing date, we were going to lose the money that we put down. And I remember earnestly going to the Lord, and I was about at that point. Because I knew the ramifications of not getting the money meant that we were going to lose all the money that we put down. And I saw no way out. And I was close to that point of praying like that, nowhere near to drawing blood. But I was in tears and I thought, Lord, what's going to happen if you don't do this? Lord, we're going to be in trouble. When we need something, we get a hold of God. We need to pray like something's going to happen today. Because let me give you something. It might. It might. You may run into that hater today. You may run into that person who's going to hurt you physically or emotionally today. Because Jesus had preparatory prayer, he was able to face these physical challenges. He was able to face these emotional challenges. He was able to go through the spitting upon. He was able to go through the mocking. He was able to go through the times when they beat him. He was able to go through the times when they smote him, when they buffeted him with their hands. He was able to go through those things because he had already prepared in the closet of prayer. There was an angel strengthening him. He had talked to the Father. He said, I don't want to get better, bitter. I want to get better. I'm the example. I'm the model. I'm showing them what to do. You and I have the record and the example. You want to know why so many people get bitter? Because they don't do what Jesus did. You want to know why so many people are hating out there right now? They don't do what Jesus did. And when we do what Jesus did, friend, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Let me show you some of the things that happened as a result of this. Go back to Matthew 26, 53. Matthew 26 and verse 53. Again, Jesus being the great example. Because of the love of many is going to wax cold. Iniquity is going to abound. The love of many is going to wax cold. And Jesus shows us that his love is not waxing cold, although he was physically and emotionally hurt. Go to Luke chapter. Did I say Matthew? I'm sorry. Let's go to Luke first. Go to Luke first, Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 9. And in Luke's gospel, because Jesus did business with God, notice some of the things that happened with some of his past hurts. Luke chapter number 9, and notice verse 55. The Bible says this in verse number 55, and but he turned and rebuked them and said, you know, not what manner of spirit you're of. Now, what's going on here? Jesus was about to pass through the town of Samaria, or going to pass by the town of Samaria. And because he had his face like he was going to bypass them, and he was more concerned about going on through to Jerusalem, they didn't want to receive him. Notice what it says in verse 51. It came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Notice this. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? They said, they don't want to receive us, and let's kill them all. Just like the prophet did. Let's do them like they did us. They're going to reject us. Let's reject them. Notice Jesus' reply back to them. He says in verse 55, but he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you're of. When you and I turn into haters, when we get bitter, we don't really know the spirit that God gave us. Notice Jesus said, for the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. He said, let them alone. They don't want to receive us. They don't receive us. And let's just go to another village. But James and John, the sons of thunder, said, let's call fire down and let's consume them and burn them up. Isn't that what we think sometimes? Lord, make them get into a car accident. Let their house get robbed. May their children be flunk out of school. Lord, may their house burn down. Do something tragic to them. Then they'll know not to mess with me. How about mess with God? Why is it always got to be about us? Jesus said, you don't know what manner of spirit you're of. He was fully rejected. And he still did not succumb to getting bitter and turning into a hater. He is just going to move on getting better. Notice another time, Matthew 26. And this time in the garden, Jesus said, you don't know what kind of spirit you have. Obviously, the disciples did not do their prayer business with God. Matthew 26. And again, Jesus is in the garden, and the soldiers are coming towards him. Verse 50, 49, and forthwith he came to Jesus. This is Judas Iscariot, and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? And then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them, which were with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. And notice Jesus' response, Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Jesus said, You know what? If I wanted to get out of this, I could. There was an angel that appeared, strengthening me in the garden. Don't you think I can get 12 legions of those and get these guys if I wanted to? And so Jesus shows when we are hurt, this is how we respond. Maybe we may be fully rejected like he was by the Samaritans, or falsely arrested like he is here. And he said, I can do something about this if I so choose, but I am going to get better from this. I am not going to do what you think I ought to do. Put up your sword. That's not how we fight. If that's the way you're going to fight, that's the way you'll die. By the way, you live by the Spirit. You need to fight in the Spirit. Can I get an amen? The Spirit of God. And so Jesus said, no. That's not the way we do things. The end result of Jesus getting better left us a perfect example. Go to Luke 23. Luke 23. The end result of Jesus getting not bitter, but showing us how to get better. Now, by the way, when I use it, I'm not using it as Jesus getting better, because Jesus can't get any better. Jesus is giving us the example of what you and I ought to do in the flesh to make sure we get the victory. So don't get that wrong. Saying, well, what do you mean Jesus got to get better? No, he's not getting better in that sense. He's showing you and I how to get better because he is 100% man living in the flesh by the Spirit of God and by the power of God and by the Word of God, showing you and I this is how it's done. It's not done like you think it's done. Luke 23. And in Luke chapter 23, the end result of getting better, notice what Jesus was able to do. Towards all those that had smote him, that had crucified him, that had beat him, that had spat upon him, that smote him, that all those that falsely arrested him, those that fully rejected him. Luke 23 and verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. May I submit to you that oftentimes the haters against you don't really comprehend the full gravity of what they're doing to you. May I submit to you that those that are haters against you oftentimes has got nothing to do with you and everything to do about that hurt back in yonder place. They're just taking it out on you like Scrooge did. And you know what you do when you do that? You make more enemies along the way. Scrooge said, is there any hope for Tiny Tim? And the ghost of Christmas past said, let him die. Decrease the surface population. Scrooge was aghast at that because those were the very words that he said. So Scrooge began to hurt people all along the way until his words got turned back on him. Why was Jesus able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? He was physically hurt, yes. He was emotionally hurt, yes. But he went to the Father and said, let me give these people an example of how to get better, not to get bitter, how to get help. Go to the Father, pray to the Father, say, oh God, I don't want to go through this, but if I have to, thy will be done. Now, does it make the pain any more pleasant? Does it make the hurt any less? But it assures us that we're in the will of God. And it also prevents us from getting bitter. And the bitterness that we don't have is going to prevent us from becoming a hater. And our love won't wax cold because it's preparatory prayer. We don't deal with it. The end result is Hebrews chapter 12. Go over there real quick. Hebrews chapter 12. We don't deal with it. The end result is Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. This is addressed to the Jews. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. What is it that you and I need? The grace of God. Lest any root of, what's that word? Bitterness. Springing up, trouble you. What did the bitterness come from? The bitterness came from the hurt. And the hurt was undealt with. And if the hurt is undealt with, it's going to be bitterness. And the bitterness is going to turn into hate. The hate turns into that anger that they smote Jesus with. And what they spat upon him with. That contempt, that's what it turns into. If we're not careful. He says, bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby how many? Many be defiled, many be polluted, many be contaminated. Word trouble there means to disturb or annoy you. If I don't deal with my hurts, it will turn into bitterness. Yes, Jesus was hurt physically. Yes, Jesus was hurt emotionally. Not to mention personally and positionally, because he still was God. But he chose to give us the example of how to get better by getting help from Almighty God and overcoming with love. And therefore, he was able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our Savior, the Son of God, Jesus, gives us the example, the formula, how to handle hurts of any magnitude by asking God's help and get better from God's help and not get bitter. We can be light during a dark time of hate this time of the year. Got another devotion that I read the other day. It says, living in the light. This is a part of it. It says, loving people is not always easy. How many would say agree with that? Say amen. Loving people is not always it. Some people are just unlovely. I mean, they're just unlovely. I mean, I don't care what they're just dark. And they just present problems and challenges. And whenever you see them, they've got opposition in their way. And you say, man, that person is unlovely. It says loving people is not always easy. Yet, I was reminded as I looked out the window that frustration, forgiveness, and faithfulness are all part of maintaining a deep connection with the love and light of God. Hatred is disorienting. It takes away our sense of moral direction. But when we choose to love instead of hate, we are showing our relationship with God and reflecting his radiance to the world around us. That's exactly what Jesus did. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Choosing to love people well shows the world what God is like. You and I can love and show love when all around us is loathing. Jesus, being 100% God, shows us the example. He had emotions, he had feelings just like us, but he had them in check to the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and so can you and I. And we must bring our hatred, our bitterness, and our hurt to the cross, to Jesus, the same way Joseph did with his brothers, the same way Jesus Christ did here with his hurt, bringing it down and saying, Father, you see what's ahead of me. Lord, I don't want to go through this, but I know it's the will of God. And friend, in the mornings, you need to wake up. I need to wake up and say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen today. But I know I might run into a hater. And Lord, I've got the Lord Jesus Christ and his love in me. I want to show love. I don't want to react to their hate. I want to act according to your love. Lord, work in my heart. Now, I don't know about you, but you may have some things that you say, this hurt. I'm not minimizing that at all. But I'm saying there's a God who knows. There's a God who understands. There's a Savior who walked it. I don't know if you've been spat upon and beat and then stripped of your clothes and then mocked and then hit on the head and then hung on a cross. I don't think there's anyone like that here. You say, well, I was spat upon. I was smote. Yeah, but you put them all together. That's a tough pill to swallow. Jesus had every reason to become bitter. He was fully rejected, and he was falsely arrested. Now, if anybody got reason to be upset, it's Jesus. But yet, what did he do? He prayed. And when it was all said and done, what did he say? Father, forgive them. They don't have a clue what they're doing. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. May I go right back to the premise that I started with? Many of the people that are haters against you are not hating you. It's something that happened way back there. And they did what they did to you probably because of something that was done to them. And you take the chain all the way back and you'll find it with Satan. That's where it all came from. Satan said, I will be like the Most High. I will. And God said, you're going to be demoted and deposed and dethroned from your position. And he didn't like it. And he wants to infect your mind with the same mentality. Tit for tat. Get back. But Jesus shows us the love example. Overcome that evil with good. Leave you with several verses. We may have been hurt, it's true, but we have also hurt others. We'd have to agree with that. Just like Scrooge, Satan, Cain, and the brothers. Let's try loving for a change, even when it hurts and even when it's hard, by asking Jesus. We must confess to him, asking him to give us what we need, like Jesus did. How when Jesus went to the cross and he said, Father, if it be willing. We need to pray and ask God to forgive us our sins if we did hurt someone. Asking him to take away our hurt, our hate, our bitterness by dealing with true hurts that have taken place in our lives. The faults may be within our corner. The faults may be someone else's. But no one can make you hate. That's a choice that you make. I don't care if the hurt has been done to you or by you. No one can make you hate. It's a choice that you make. Remember that God is love. The Bible says in 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And God has called us to love. And God is love. 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed the love of God, the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. John 15 and verse 5 says, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. You and I cannot love without the love of God. He says in John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The greatest command that we can put out there is that the Father, Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Can we be as bold to say that? We can if we go in the prayer before the hurt. We can if we go in the prayer before the pain and the emotional traumas. We can if we do what Jesus said, go and pray. Now, I don't know what your hurt is like today, and I don't know what's going on, but I can assure you this, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, the Bible says. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You and I can overcome this thing called hate and this thing called bitterness and yea, even this thing called hurts by the help of God. And we can say, God, I hurt. God, my heart hurts. God, my feelings hurt. God, my emotions hurt. My past, I've got some hurts. Lord, help me to bring this to the cross. And Lord, help me to forgive others the same way you forgave me. Help me to have the mindset to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus, hanging on the cross, could look out amongst all these, his persecutors, his tormentors, those that abused him, those that ridiculed him. He could look them square in the face and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what you're doing. The person that's hating on you is really not hating on you. It's somebody way, way long ago. And you and I have to look beyond the hate and see the need. Say, preacher, why? Jesus looked beyond your hate and saw your need. He looked beyond your hurt and saw your need. He looked beyond the exterior and saw you. And not only did he see you, he forgave you and saved you. If God so loved you that way, he wants you to love someone else that way. Preacher, you don't know my hater. I assure you I don't. But I assure you, God does. I assure you, you don't know Jesus' haters. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, no one looking around. John 15:12, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. 15:17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Over and over again, he said, love, love, love. Love one another, love, love. 1 John 4:11, he said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Father, help us now. As we look at Jesus, the greatest example of being hurt emotionally, of being hurt physically, and instead of giving an example of bitterness, and that bitterness turning to hatred, he gave us an example of getting better by getting help from God and getting strengthened from your resources. Being able to reply to the disciples, you know not what spirit you're of. I could have called 12 legions of angels. And Lord, he gave us the example. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How to look beyond the haters and see the need. God, in this time, this season, when there's so many that are hurting for many, many different reasons, God, help us to look beyond their hurt. Look beyond their bitterness, look beyond their hate, and to help show the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us not to do evil for evil, but to ever follow that which is good. God, help us to pray to you, seeking how we can be a blessing from being better and not getting bitter. Bless now this invitation in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one looking around. All across the room, how many would say, preacher, if I died right now, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. I'm concerned about it. But if I died right now, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. Would you pray that I can get that thing settled today? Man, woman, boy, or girl, all across this room. If I died right now, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven, but I'm concerned about it. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that at all? You just slip your hand up. I want to pray for you today. You may put it down. Christian, how about you? Do you have some hurt? Has it turned into bitterness? Has it turned into hate? Be careful. You are on the brink of a disastrous road that Jesus forewarns us. He wants us to be loving. He wants us to be able to say forgive. He wants us to be in prayer, being prepared for the haters of this world so that we can see beyond their hate and see their need just like he did with you and just like he did with me. All across this room, heads are bowed and eyes are closed, no one looking around. How many would say, preacher, I've got a hater in my life and I need to know how to deal with him. Would you pray that God would give me the grace to deal with him? And you'd raise that hand. Amen. I see one. Is there another? Maybe he's at your job. Maybe he's in your school. Maybe he's in your home. Maybe he's in your community. Maybe he's a neighbor, a friend. You'd raise that hand saying, preacher, I've got haters. Help. Help me. Pray that I can get help to deal with them. Amen. I see another hand. Another to join these. I've got haters. Maybe all of us have dealt with them over the last 2 weeks. That's great. That's awesome. Well, let me give you one final admonition. You may have dealt with the haters from yesterday, but you've got haters coming tonight and tomorrow. Are you prepared for them too? Maybe you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar and pray like Jesus did. Lord, help me for the haters coming tonight and tomorrow. Help me for the haters of the future. And help me to see beyond their hate, to see they've got a real need. And maybe today you need to come. Father, bless in this invitation. Save those that are lost. Help these that have some haters in their life. Help them to be able to dismantle and walk past their hate, walk past their bitterness, walk past their hurt. See the real need that they need, Jesus Christ. They need to be born again. They need to be saved. Or maybe they just need the balm of Gilead from the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God, and help us, Lord, to be the ones that can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, and minister to that person. Help these that raise their hand in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all, stand to our feet. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The altar is open. Would you come? Maybe there's a loved one that you need to pray for that's struggling with a hater at their job. Maybe a student has a tough way to go. Maybe a loved one that you know. Maybe there's a hater in your life. As Miss Natasha plays, would you come? Would you come? Would you say, Lord, I want to handle it the way Jesus did. I want to handle it the way our Savior did. He was hurt physically, yet he didn't lash back. He was hurt emotionally, yet he didn't lash back. He could have done many things. Could have called 12 legions of angels. He said, you know not what spirit ye of. I didn't come to take men's life. I came to give life. Maybe there's that person that annoys you, that gets under your skin. They want to make life difficult for you. Maybe they're hating on you. Maybe they're bitter towards you. Maybe they're hurting you. And oftentimes it's because they have been hurt. Maybe it's because there's a situation in their life that's bitter. Maybe there's a situation in their life that they hate. They have not dealt with that situation, so they're going to take it out on you. Oh, Christian, maybe you need to go and revisit a hurt in your life. Maybe you need to re-examine a hate that you have, a bitterness that you have, or maybe a situation that you have. And maybe it just wasn't properly dealt with. And perhaps, just perhaps, you need to deal with that. We have people standing by that can pray with you if you need someone to pray with. You're a man, we have men standing by that can pray with you. You're a lady, we've got ladies that can pray with you. But oh, don't let this opportunity go by. Don't let hate fill your season this year. Don't let a situation that's happened in your life become what you remember this Christmas season by. Don't go into this Christmas season depressed by something that happened years ago. Don't let it happen to you. Oh, would you come? Would you come? I can assure you, hurts don't get better. Bitterness will set in before it's too late. And I assure you that bitterness can turn into hate. I assure you. Would you come? Would you come? Say, preacher, I think I'm okay. You may be. You may be. But then you may not be. How do you feel in your heart about that person? How do you feel in your heart about that hurt? How do you feel in your heart about that bitterness? Can you truly say, Father, forgive them? They know not what they do. They don't know. But then do you put your hands on your hips and say, but they do know? I assure you they don't. Because if they did, they probably wouldn't have done what they did. But they're hurt. And they're bitter. And that's why they do what they do. You and I, as God's people, have to see beyond that. And see the hurt. And help with the needs. Our Father, thank you so much for being a God that loves us. Thank you, Lord, for being the one that gives us the example that no matter what the hurt, we don't have to get bitter. No matter the hurt, we don't have to hate. We can choose the response that we take. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for looking beyond our hate. I thank you for looking beyond our hurt. Thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our bitterness and seeing that we needed to be saved most of all. Lord, there's so many this Christmas season that are walking around us, that are working around us, that we're going to school with that have hurts. They have woes. They have things in their life. And that, God, they have become hardened. And their love has waxed cold because iniquity has abounded. And, Lord, they've been hurt. Help us to look past it. Help us to be armed with prayer, Lord Jesus, like you were. Help us to go into the holiest of holy to pray like you did. And Lord, help us to get the cleansing and to get the strength that only you can give us to deal with the haters. But Lord, most of all, help us to look beyond their faults like you look beyond ours and see the need. Thank you so much for loving us. Have your hand upon us today. And may you get all praise, all honor, and all glory in Jesus' name. Amen.